Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with an update from Exploits Discovery Corp, traded on the CSE under the symbol NFLD, and now a new symbol on the OTCQB under the symbol NFLDF. I'm chatting with the CEO, Mike Collins. Now, Mike, there's been a lot of news coming out of the company, especially since early March, with a lot of drill permits received on the company's projects in Newfoundland. Just to bring everyone up to date, the company holds a wide range of projects in Newfoundland and is progressing towards a drill program, as I understand it, starting up early on next month in May. Mike, give us a quick little update then in terms of the drill program. What are the plans, meterage, and targets that you will be attacking?
Hi, Corey. Thanks for having me on again today. It has been very busy since we spoke in March. We've got a number of permits that have come in. We've signed drill contracts, and we're getting ready to mobilize next month, as you've mentioned. At this point, we have permits for the schooner fault, the Little Joanna deposit, True Grit down in the south, as well as the Quinlan veins in the north. We have one permit still pending at Jonathan's Pond, and we're hoping to get that very shortly, and that'll round us out to five permits. We've a drill contract in place for a minimum of 7,500 meters, and that can be expanded to 1,350. We've targeted and modeled to do about 12,000 meters of drilling this spring and summer as a starter, and we're pretty excited to be getting going here.
So, Mike, when it comes to where the company is starting with this drill, I will also be posting a map below this interview that outlines where these targets are on the company's larger land holdings, but where is the drill going to be turning first?
Okay, so we would expect at this point the drill will start up at the Quinlan veins, which is on the Appleton Fault, on the northern end of the Appleton Fault on the Dog Bay Peninsula. Then we would look to shift down to the Schooner Fault, which is about 3.5 kilometers to the west of the Keat Zone and the Appleton Fault in the central area, just west of Gander, I guess would be a nice way to put it. That is another deep-seated structure, looking to find gold mineralization there on splays and secondary structures that have also been identified. That's a target that was put together by our partners, Goldspot Exploration Discovery. Then we're looking at Jonathan's Pond, where we've got high-grade gold in outcrop as well. And Jonathan's Pond, we've also identified, we've done a lot of science at Jonathan's Pond, and we've identified a structure that we're chasing right now that is over 2 kilometers long, a demagnetized zone that is parallel to the orientation of the veining that we see at Jonathan's Pond veins that has the visible gold in it. So we believe that this is a large-scale structure that should also have the potential to host significant mineralization. Our final target in the north would be Little Joanna, and that's also a high-grade a gold showing in outcrop. That's at the confluence at the intersection of the Dog Bay line and a lateral splay from the Valentine Lake structure. And I think we got 194 grams there in outcrop. Pretty solid numbers, significant quartz veining and identified secondary tertiary structures there. So a really great target. The one other, I guess, that we did hit on first, Quinlan veins, we do have visible gold and outcrop there, and I think we have five showings there across a 25 meter width with veins in series where we see visible gold in a number of places. I think our best assay there was 61.4 grams, so pretty solid targets. Really excited to be getting a drill turn.
So, Mike, have any of these targets had past drilling on them, or is this really first pass, really true discovery or exploration drilling?
There has been a little bit of drilling historically at Jonathan's Pond, but at very different targets than we're looking at. The one other permit that we do have, which is further in the south, and that'll be drilled later on at True Grit. Very exciting target there, but that actually has seen some significant drilling, but those are really the only two.
So in terms of spreading this 12,000 meters out on each target, Is there a pretty consistent strategy in terms of how deep you're going to be drilling or the attack strategy for each of these targets?
Yeah, so I think we have 8 to 11 drill holes targeted for each of these showings. The idea actually is to go in and drill 4 or 5 drill holes, send the rocks to the lab and do a bit of science around it, modeling it, send the drill to the next project while we figure out what we're looking at, go back around and do a second phase of drilling within the same budget and same program.
Okay, and in terms of mineralization, what are you guys looking for here? Because I think everybody is following along with newfound gold and their high-grade results. Is that what you're hoping to find at each of these targets?
Yeah, that's really what we're looking for. These are all high-grade gold targets within the exploit subzone gold belt. They all are attached or splay off of these deep-seated structures like the Appleton Fault or the Dog Bay Line or the Grub Line, things that have been pumping a significant amount of gold-laden fluids and bringing them up and hitting these secondary structures where the temperature pressure regime drops and the gold falls out. So it's the very same model as Newfound or what Lab Gold is doing right now on their project as well. They're on the Appleton too. So very, very same models, very good targets, very similar structures, etc.
So are you using any of the work that those guys are doing, Newfound or Lab Gold? I've had Lab Gold on the show. Are you using any of their work as a barometer too for how you guys have targeted your drilling?
Yeah, we have looked at what people are doing and what's been successful and what's not. That's actually driven the strategies within our programs a lot. Goldspot was involved with Newfound Gold very early on in their programs, so they have a real deep understanding. They have 3 years experience in the camp, so we pay attention when they share tidbits of information, what they think in the larger generic picture. Obviously, they're not going to share anything specific on Newfound's projects, but their understanding of the rocks and the mineralization system really is second to none, probably. We've got some great guys on board, but they don't have the same level of experience in the camp.
Okay, and again, Goldspot helped with the targeting at Schooner. Mike, I know some people are going to ask, you know, what are some of your favorite targets? And I understand that's tough to answer because this is so early on in drilling and really the first pass on a number of these targets. But what are you excited about for this program?
Yeah, so I think the top target that I'm really excited about is the 2 kilometer long demagnetized zone at Jonathan's Pond. That has the scale to be a real world beater. The science that we've done at Jonathan's Pond is quite extensive, and I think we understand the structure and the history of the veining sets and things that you know really is second to none. And it really lines up and points at that and says, go drill that structure, drill that 2 kilometer long demagnetized zone. So I'm really excited about that. Beyond that, I think Jonathan's Pond is probably the one that we've got the most information and outcrop. We've got, a 20 meter wide swath of a swarm of quartz veins with multiple visible gold in outcrop on those veins. So we really see that as having a lot of potential to turn some good numbers for us and potentially to develop into a deposit. So I think those are the two highlights. Schooner, very tight into the Appleton and the Keats Zone discovery. So that has as well, I think, a lot of people excited because that's the model that people are chasing. Same rocks, same structures. And so it's another real great opportunity.
All right, Mike, just as a quick comment in terms of cash in the bank then to move forward and through this 12,000-meter program, where does the company stand right now?
Yeah, so at this point, we're well-financed. We closed a financing last month, and we are ready to go, and we are budgeted for about 12,000 meters. That's our target. We're also flying some VTEM airborne, which is going to help drive our overall understanding and picking more targets in the camp. But it'll be a busy spring, and we're excited to get a drill turning.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to follow up as we get some drill results. Obviously, that'll take a little bit of time to get back from the lab, but if anybody has any questions in the meantime involving Exploits Discovery, any of their projects, or this drill program broadly, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Mike, I appreciate the update today, and keep in touch as you start to get some drills on the ground and results coming in.
Thanks, Corey. We're hoping we'll have really good news for you shortly.